Hi, it's Keith Murray back again with another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I was recently so inspired by Ahuka's two-part series on all the different podcasts he had in his media player that I decided to take a crack at this myself. Despite the large number of podcasts that the two of us have subscribed, there's fairly little overlap. So without further ado, let me just say that I will include all of the links to the podcasts and to the podcast RSS feeds in the show notes in case you find something that you're interested in. I'll keep each of these reviews pretty short and punchy, give you a bit of an idea of what each show's about. So let's get started. 99% Invisible. Storytelling is the focus of Roman Mars' podcast, 99% Invisible. This show tells the stories behind the design of things you may never have noticed before, or the things about which you didn't give a second thought. Mixing interesting and compelling stories with brilliantly produced audio, this is one of the shows I look forward to every single week. 99% Invisible is a member of the newly founded Radiotopia Network. If you like stories or have any interest in design, I highly recommend you check this one out. The Accidental Tech Podcast. When three developers try to make a car show but end up talking more about technology than cars, you get an Accidental Tech Podcast. Hosted by Marco Arment, John Siracusa, and Casey Liss, the trio provide an Apple and developer-centered discussion each week about various goings-on in the tech world. Occasionally, the trio will invite a guest to participate in the conversation. The show quality is quite good, if a bit long-winded at times, and episodes run about 90 minutes to 2 hours. The Alton Brown Cast. TV personality Alton Brown has a podcast. Being a big fan of the series Good Eats, I had to check this one out. Each week features an interview with someone in the food or food entertainment world, and it gives an interesting behind-the-scenes look at this world I typically have no insight into. It's usually pretty well produced, and the episodes run about an hour, and this show is a member of the Nerdist podcast network. Astronomy Cast. Astronomy Cast is a fantastic podcast that takes a look into one specific space-related topic each episode and tries to delve into just enough detail to make you think. Hosted by Fraser Kane and Dr. Pamela Gay, Astronomy Cast is an excellent primer for those who are interested in learning more about space, the cosmos, and the underlying science and physics that ties it all together. Astronomy Cast is also closely affiliated with CosmoQuest, the group behind the very successful 365 Days of Astronomy podcast and other citizen science initiatives. Audio quality and production value are very good for Astronomy Cast, and shows typically run about 30 minutes. Back to Work. Nominally a show about productivity and communication, Back to Work is hosted by Merlin Mann and Dan Benjamin and is a member of the 5x5 network. Each episode is as much a chance for Dan and Merlin to have a chat as it is about productivity. Recent episodes have included The Blight of Buzzwords, Bad Customer Service, Nostalgia, and Sleep. The show was produced similarly to many of the other 5x5 shows, with very good audio quality and a very conversational feel. Like other 5x5 shows, the episode titles rarely describe the episode, which can be a little annoying, but it leaves you listening for where the joke occurs during the show. Episodes of Back to Work typically run about 90 minutes. Click. The BBC World Service produces a number of fantastic shows. One that I like, which is tech-focused, is Click. Hosted by Gareth Mitchell and Bill Thompson, Click tries to offer a fairly global perspective on new technology, often taking advantage of BBC field offices to provide insights from Asian or African correspondents. As you can expect, the audio quality and production values are excellent given its radio heritage, and episodes of Click typically run about 30 minutes. The Domestic CEO. The Domestic CEO's Quick and Dirty Tips to Manage Your Home. It's a mouthful. Like many shows on the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, it takes almost as long to say the title as it does to listen to each episode. Each week, this show covers tips for managing the day-to-day things in your home. I've put a large number of these tips to use in my own place over the last few years, and have learned ways to better clean and organize my home, as well as save some money along the way. Episodes generally run about 5 to 10 minutes. Floss Weekly. Host Randall Schwartz is at the helm of this podcast on the Twit Network, delving into the world of free, Libre, and open-source software. Each episode provides a deep dive into an open-source project or technology, and is hosted by Schwartz and a panel of rotating co-hosts. Ahuka provided more information about Floss Weekly back on HPR 1479, and episodes of the show typically run about 1 hour. From Python Import Podcast. If you want to learn about the ins and outs of the Python community, this is one way to get your fix. Though it's rather sporadic in its releases, and the audio quality is only average, The information into the background and back rooms of the Python community has been excellent. The current lineup of hosts includes David Noyes, Mike Piernot, Ben Smith, and David Stanek. Shows vary as much in length as they do in release schedule, but recent episodes, only three in the past year, have been about 1 to 2 hours. The Geologic Podcast. This has nothing to do with geology, though that's what I was looking for when I subscribed to it back in 2007. Host George Raub talks about skepticism and rationality, interspersed with personal stories and a series of recurring bits and segments. In some ways, it's kind of like an audio blog, but it's a lot of fun, particularly if you enjoy the subject matter. Audio quality and post-production work done for the show are absolutely fantastic, and episodes of the Geologic Podcast typically run about 1 hour. Get It Done Guy. Officially titled the Get It Done Guy's Quick and Dirty Tips to Work Less or Do More, this show is another member of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Host Steve Robbins touches on productivity tips with real-world application that you can use to help get you organized, stay organized, and actually get stuff done. Shows are typically delivered weekly and range from about 5 to 10 minutes. Girl on Guy. Comic and actor Aisha Tyler hosts this show where she interviews people from the entertainment industry. Most of the guests are involved as actors or writers in comedy, and others are a bit further afield. The interviews are usually quite personal, focusing on stories from and background of the guest. Some recent guests include Ryan Stiles and John Cho. The episodes are pretty long, about 90 minutes in most cases, but the entertainment value is definitely there. Going Linux. Larry Bushy and Bill Smith bring a look at Linux from the perspective of people looking to make the switch from an alternative OS. The show comes in three separate flavors: a topic-focused show, a listener feedback show, and Computer America episodes, which showcase Larry's monthly appearance on a radio program in the US where he is their Linux expert. Audio quality for the show is pretty good. Episodes range from about 20 minutes for the listener feedback shows up to around 90 minutes for the Computer America shows. And this was also one of the episodes covered by Ahuka back on HPR 1479. Grammar Girl. Like other shows from the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, this one has a very long title: Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Each week, host Mignon Fogarty brings a language tip or the solution to a common language conundrum. I have really enjoyed the show for the last several years, and it's helped me refine my writing skills quite a bit. The shows typically last about 5 to 10 minutes and are pretty well produced. Hacker Public Radio. Well, this one really should be pretty self-explanatory. So let me just say, make an episode. We need more content. We want more content. We want more hosts. If you need help, if you want help, if you would like tips on how to get a show recorded, check out the show notes for this episode and get in touch with me, or you can ping me on Twitter at KDMurray. Hansel Minutes. Hansel Minutes is a show hosted by and aimed at people working in the software industry. Unlike the hosts of other developer shows, Scott Hanselman takes about 30 to 60 minutes each week to talk to the people in software and explore the things beyond the code, and in some cases, beyond even the technology. This is a great show for anyone in software who wants to expand beyond the role of a code monkey. I feel that I should say Hanselman does work for Microsoft, but the shows don't often focus on Microsoft technologies. As of this writing, the most recent episodes are Teaching My Daughter to Code with Hopscotch, The Go Programming Language, Bitcoin Explained, Creating the Plex Software Ecosystem, and I'm a Blind Software Technician. Hansel Minutes is a member of the PWOP podcast network, and the audio quality and production values of this show are usually pretty good. A History of Alexander and A History of Hannibal. Two separate podcasts by Jamie Redfern, which offer a deep dive into the life and times of two of the ancient world's most capable military commanders. Broken up over the course of dozens of episodes, each of these shows provided me with a great deal of knowledge and entertainment about a subject that I really enjoy. Most episodes run somewhere in the 30-minute range, and both shows have also completed their runs. The History of Rome. Host Mike Duncan is passionate about history. His deep love for the subject shows in his 5-year run from 2007 to 2012 of The History of Rome. From the early origins of the Roman kingdoms to the fall of the Western Empire, Duncan provides a fantastic and very well-researched look into a crucial time in history. Episodes run about 25 minutes and have very good audio quality. I should also mention that Duncan has a new show that started in the fall of 2013 called Revolutions that I haven't begun listening to yet, but I do have it subscribed and I'm really looking forward to it. IRL Talk. Irreverent is probably the best word to describe this show. Hosted by Jason Cipher and Faith Corpy, IRL Talk provides a nerd's eye view into the things happening in the world of technology and the internet. It's silly, yet informative, and helps balance out my somewhat tech-heavy podcast lineup. IRL Talk provides about an hour of excellently produced content with each episode. The Nightcast. Many of you probably know about Nightwise's show already, and Ahuka did cover it back in HPR 1479. I've known Nightwise for several years and really do enjoy his platform-agnostic take on issues, and learning how to make technology work for me instead of the other way around. This is definitely one of the shows I look forward to. Audio quality is typically pretty good, unless he's decided to record from his car, and the episodes usually run about 60 minutes or so. macOS Ken. This show is my day starter. Ken Ray puts together a short 10 to 20 minute podcast with a dose of Apple news and news related to Apple news. Every weekday, he rounds up the latest in news and information surrounding Apple. The show has been going about 5 days a week, pretty near every week, since January of 2006. The show is very well produced, professionally hosted, and a great example of how to deliver a great podcast. I wish I could get a show like this about a great many other topics. Mac Power Users. Hosted by Katie Floyd and David Sparks, the Mac Power Users podcast is a great way to learn more about the tips and techniques that other Mac enthusiasts use to get the most out of their Macs. The show is loosely affiliated with the 5x5 network and does have space on their site, but the show format is pretty well consistent with its pre-5x5 format and doesn't have some of the other tendencies of 5x shows like strange episode titles. If you want to learn more about getting more out of your Mac, this is definitely the place to do it. Audio quality for the show is very good for the most part, and episodes run about 60 to 90 minutes. The Memory Palace. Hosted by Nate DeMeo and a member of the Maximum Fun podcast network, the Memory Palace tells the stories of places and people from history, often American history, and these are almost always very interesting little factoids. Though it isn't produced very often, it is produced very well and is another show that I look forward to. Episodes of the Memory Palace typically run about 20 to 30 minutes. Mission Log. Hosts Ken Ray and John Champion are on a mission to review every episode of Star Trek from every series and discuss the messages, morals, and meanings therein. This is a crazy undertaking, but it's a very fun podcast. If you're a Star Trek fan, you owe it to yourself to check this show out. Each of the very well-produced episodes runs about 1 hour. The Nasillacast. A technology geek podcast with an ever-so-slight Macintosh bias. That's how host Allison Sheridan describes her podcast. Lots of product and app reviews make this a go-to source for me each week, and the rotating cast of interviewees from the back half of the show provide some very interesting deep dives into everything from learning the Bash shell, to photography, to accessible computing. Each of these very well-produced episodes runs about 60 to 75 minutes. Radiolab. Produced out of WNYC in New York, Radiolab is a radio show, but it's also a podcast. Hosts Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, supported by a cast of producers and journalists, bring stories that explore very diverse topics and often take unexpected directions. Professionally produced, the show sounds absolutely fantastic. Episodes range from full-length episodes at about an hour down to Radiolab shorts, which generally run 15 to 30 minutes. Run As Radio. This show is decidedly outside the realm of free and open source software. Usually. Hosted by Richard Campbell, Run As Radio is a podcast directed at IT professionals, those who spend the majority of their time worrying about things like federated security, Five Nines uptime, and how to effectively replicate an Active Directory server. The show focuses primarily on the Microsoft tech stack, which I deal with at work quite a bit, but goes deep into lots of very technical topics. Run As Radio is a part of the PWOP network, and shows typically run about 30 minutes. Security Now. Hosted by Leo Laporte and Steve Gibson, and a member of the TWIT network, Security Now provides a no-nonsense, soup-to-nuts view of current security news, interspersed with deep dives into the technologies we use every day to help protect our security and privacy. The content is great, the production is excellent, and the episodes typically run about 90 minutes to 2 hours. For some more information on Security Now, you can check out Ahuka's review on HPR 1482. Spark. Hosted by Nora Young and produced out of the offices of the CBC in Toronto, Spark looks at the world of technology and the internet and how it impacts us little old humans and our societies. Produced from a Canadian perspective, the weekly show runs about 1 hour and gives a Canadian perspective on the technological issues that affect society and culture. StarTalk Radio. Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson hosts StarTalk Radio, a show dedicated to all things space, and occasionally other sciences. This is a fun and entertaining approach to science topics and is often co-hosted by Chuck Nice or another comic to provide a foil for Dr. Tyson. If you're enjoying the new Cosmos series hosted by Tyson, check out StarTalk Radio. Episodes run typically about 45 minutes, and StarTalk Radio was also reviewed quite enthusiastically by Ahuka in episode 1482. Well, that pretty much brings me to the end of this episode of Hacker Public Radio. As I mentioned earlier, I have included links to all of the shows and their RSS feeds in the show notes. I hope this has been helpful in calling out a few podcasts that you might be interested in. If you're interested in me, you can find me on Twitter at KDMurray or on my blog at kdmurray.net. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.